From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Nationwide, new cases of the virus that causes AIDS are becoming less frequent, but not in Florida. Here, rates of HIV infection have been increasing in recent years, with Miami-Dade and Broward topping the list. Last year, WLRN brought you the story of a young doctor from Miami who was urging the state legislature to pass a law that might stem the tide of those new cases.
I understand you might have a moral objection to this type of program, but it's more morally reprehensible to have a proven treatment known to prevent disease and withhold it from people.
This year, things are different. For the first time, Florida has a needle exchange program for intravenous drug users. With us again is Dr. Hansel Tooks. Dr. Tooks, your direct involvement in this stretches back to around 6 years ago when you and several classmates at the University of Miami Medical School spent months interviewing IV drug users. What did you find?
So what we did was we looked through the streets of Miami on foot for needles, and we counted them in the areas that have the most drug use. We also interviewed over 400 injection drug users and asked them where they dispose of their needles and how many. And the results were astounding. We had over 300 syringes on our street in the area that we walked. And in a similar sample in San Francisco, there were far fewer. We had 8 times the number of syringes on the streets in Miami, because in Miami, the drug users had no proper venues for disposal. So I wrote that paper as my final project for my MPH, my master's in public health.
And at what point did you bring this to a state lawmaker and say, look, we've got a problem, here's how to alleviate it?
I had the opportunity to speak about my paper after it came out, and one of my classmates approached me who was involved with the Florida Medical Association, and he said, we should bring this to the Florida Medical Association, write a resolution, and get this group to support this legislation. The FMA was able to identify legislators who were interested in this issue in Miami, and we've been so fortunate to have Senator Oscar Brannon as our champion on this issue, and Representative Katie Edwards as well. And they just fought year after year to bring this essential program to our city.
And after so many years of trying to get the legislature to approve this, what went through your mind when finally it became law?
This legislation is going to affect the lives of tens of thousands of people in this city. Not just drug users, their partners, their children, people who encounter syringes on the streets, in playgrounds. This law is going to change this city for the better. And in a city with the highest rate of HIV in the entire country, it is going to finally attack that problem and bring the rates of HIV down.
And how will it do that specifically? What are the logistics of this plan?
So we will target drug users in areas where they are using. We will educate them on proper injection technique, which is using a clean syringe every time, not sharing. When drug users don't share syringes, they don't share HIV, and they don't share hepatitis. So in other cities, Washington, D.C., within 5 years of implementing this program, the rates of HIV were down by 80%. So for us to do that in Miami, to finally take away that statistic that we have the highest rate of HIV infection, this is going to be a really exciting 5 years.
Now, you say 5 years. There's a limit on this?
This is a pilot program, so I learned a lot about the legislature on the way through. And for this to be an easier pill to swallow, the legislators wanted a pilot. They wanted us to prove that this program, even though it has worked all over the world, that it would work in Miami. And that's fair. So we will show that this program works in Miami, and hopefully then it'll be able to spread to other places in the state. Because I know the bill passed this year, because this is not just a Miami problem. Legislators were hearing from their constituents that this heroin epidemic is statewide. It is colorblind. It is affecting all parts of the community and all parts of this state. So legislators had a much more sympathetic ear this year, and I think that's why we finally passed this bill.
Our guest today was Dr. Hansel Tooks, the physician who led the charge for Florida's new needle exchange program. Doctor, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.